Welcome to Khadijah Talks. I'm your host, Khadijah Shahad. I will be bringing you the latest news, interesting topics, my listeners' input will be shared on the following show. Also, I will have guest invites. Here joining me is great Dre Wise.
How you doing, Khadijah?
I'm doing just great. Tell me a little about yourself and what you do.
Well, thank you for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome.
Well, what I do, Khadijah, that I am a fitness personal trainer instructor. I do bodybuilding. I have a YouTube channel called Dre Wise Pump Up X, where I do exercise videos, and I am also a commentary. So this is a wonderful talk show you got. Khadijah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I hope I reach a lot of listeners that they will be enlightened and encouraged in their life struggles, in their life's walk. This is what it's all about. To my listeners, if you need to lose weight or gain muscle, need meal plans for whatever your condition might be, email him at
Luca. That's Lucia Jarrell at gmail.com.
Again?
It's Luca Jarrell at gmail.com. It's spelled Jorel at gmail.com.
Okay, let's get to the news. Today's news is a pretty sad one. There's two children that's involved, whose mother was driving a car through a busy intersection, and a gentleman in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, she was fatally shot by another driver as she tried to leave a scene of a minor accident with her two children in her car, said the Greensboro's police officers. Carolyn Rose Tiger, she was 26, when shot at this intersection of a commercial area in the city, where a man driving another car pulled out a rifle from his trunk and opened fire. There's said to be no relationship between the victim and the suspect. He was last seen driving a light blue Hyundai. No one captured the license plate of that Hyundai. And he was described as a black male, tall with a small muscular build, in his 20s, wearing blue jeans and a jacket with a black toboggan. It is a random crime. It was a random crime, investigator said. If you see or know the suspect, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers at 336-373-1000 or text 2-274-637. That's 274-637 using the keyword bad boys. That's BADBOYZ. And you will be anonymous. This story takes me to the topic for today of intercity blues. No, I'm not talking about the inner city blues from the 1970s, the song. I should have played that song for you guys, but I couldn't find it.
Well, you know, some of us don't know that song.
Well, that's why I said you would have known it if I'd have played it.
Well, I've never heard of that song before.
Oh, just look on YouTube and put it in. Inner city blues. You'll hear it.
Okay.
This will be a two-part series. A special guest will be joining me probably about the 15th, March 15th, around 6 o'clock or earlier. I'm not sure, but she will complete this series of inner city blues. And what I'm asking is, what's going on in our communities? What's going on? Because I see so many crimes, so much death, so much, and they're kids that's doing this. Kids of teenage years, early teenage years. And up until about 30, they're just riding around shooting for no reason. They're robbing me for no reason. There's home evasions, no reason. Drug sales, no reason. They need money. Go get a job at McDonald's. That's what I say. Drug addiction, robber, you name it, and it's done. Raping, you name it, it's done. In our city streets, in the inner city, not in the countryside. It's the inner city people who is having to be afraid. Law-abiding citizens have to be afraid of all this crime that's surrounding them every single day. You're afraid to go out your house. You're afraid to walk down the street. You're afraid to go in a store because you never know when these people are going to hit. And it all comes from somewhere. Because as a child, I can remember the bonding we had with our parents. Two parents in the home. Nowadays, it's usually one parent in the home. They're not, as Dre Wise talks, he'll be explaining what's happening in our community. Is it a toxic mother causing this problem that we see today? Or is it an absent father? Or these people are just too young to be parents because they're starting out being parents at 12, 14, 13 years old. They're still babies. They're not ready for no parenthood. They don't know anything about a parent. But what is your intake on this toxic mother or absent father syndrome?
Well, I can say my personal opinion is that it takes two to tangle. That nowadays, today, we ain't talking about, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, and beyond. We're talking about today. Now, you said something about the teenagers, like the early teenagers, the mid teenagers, the late teens, the early 20s and 30s. So the time is today that what I see, Khadijah, that the children today are not being encouraged, as one. Number two, not being taught properly. And most of all, there's no teaching in the home. So when you say there's a toxic mother and an absent father, but nowadays we're not going to stop and think as young people. We're not going to stop and think, like, okay, I know this is fun. I know this is fun. Within that, you got to get in our mindset, because it takes the youth to reach the youth. Because back then, it used to take the elders, but no, we're not listening to grandma, we're not listening to pastor, we're not listening to nobody. But it takes that, I believe it takes the youth to reach another youth, But the toxic mother comes with her mother never taught her what she needs to do as a respectable, productive woman. So nowadays, these young women today, we ain't talking about when you said this song, Inner City Blues song that came produced long ago. Because nowadays, these young women today have lost their way, so this is what they're going to do. So these women today, these mothers today, that they would take an offense rather than see like the situation is by looking on TV, by looking at society. But these young girls is not going to do it because everything is in the way, because the toxic mother came from another toxic mother that never sat down to teach that daughter what she needs to know.
And
So
and that's what I was going to say, that it in my years of growing up as a child, when we began to have children at teenage years, we decided we're not going to take those people, those little people, and treat them like our parents, because our parents treated us like we were little prisoners. You're not wasn't allowed to go nowhere. You had to be in the house before a certain time. You wasn't allowed to go anywhere, especially girls. We weren't allowed to go anywhere but out in the yard and at the fence talking to the neighbors' kids. We couldn't go anywhere because they kept. But when we got to be that child that had a baby, we didn't know anything about parenthood, but all we seen was what our parents had did to us, that we did not want to extract that on our own children. So we wasn't as lenient on our children as we should have been, which led to, now there's another set of problems. Those children aren't doing anything to try to train their children. They're just letting them go free.
But you know, Khadija, I heard a few faces, even yourself, said this. Some daughter told some mother to say, I'm not going to raise my children like how you raised me.
Yes.
But not understanding that what Big Mama, they say.
Yes.
Big Mama put in place for a reason. These young women around my age, they have a retarded complex problem. Because you're not even going to even see society, see your child once you let your child go to school and come back home. You don't even see ahead of you what's going on in the society. What's going on the news, what's going on in the world. But you care, these young women today around my age, 31 and down and 35 and down, you have a problem, a mental problem yourself because of why? Because of your toxic mother, how she raised you. So you go tell your mother at that time, I'm not going to raise my children like how you raised me. Mm-hmm. And that is a failure. And that's why all these women, and when it comes to black women, that they don't care because they don't understand about the time that some Bible will say, last days.
Right.
They're not going to see because what that book said, I read as a scholar, it said this deity that you call him Allah or Jehovah, he said, I will confuse these women that they will seek affection in each other. So this is what's coming forth.
Yes.
So these women that you say the toxic mother, we'll get to this absent father, but this toxic mother had been produced and came forth from her mother because she said, I'm not raising my daughter, my children like how you. No. That's the problem.
Yes.
So these women today, especially black women, that black women is not going to even sit and think, not going to even sit and look, not going to even look at itself as a mirror, and for statistic of a high rate percentage that black women are number one in HIV percentage of that disease, even herpes, even number one, not even married. So this is what's going to happen, that you not going to even sit and think and sit your black woman down or white that down, and look at your children, rather look at some Friday or Saturday bar and whatever it is and not even see, but you don't care. Because you quote some Nicki Minaj saying, oh, I ain't no brother, go turn me down from this nice looking head and it's behind. See, this is the problem.
Right.
This is the problem because these women do not care because they bow down to a God called fun. What's the God called fun? What's the God that do all this Pharisee me put out in the way? Drugs, drinking, partying, because you don't care because the lack of teaching. That's why you are by yourself, woman. That's why you are by yourself. Kids are out of order because you don't care. Mm-hmm. And it could keep going on and on. Now, about this absent father. Now, I wasn't, I had time to say this, but I wasn't raised for myself as a black child. Just like any other black or white was not hardly raised with no man in the home, Khadija. But me, I was not raised with, in my mother's house, I was not raised like how she was raised in two family household.
Right.
Two parents. I was raised with a single woman. Now, my father and my mother hooked up as teenagers. My mother was 17. My father was 19. Okay? So, my mother, they got married. And my father got married, you know, when my brother and sister came out. But I understand, like, what I'm looking at because I graduated high school in the year 2006. Now, around that time, kids were much, much different, but we producing kids, what you see today, of toxic mother and absent father. So, me saying this, it would go over the head, what you call that, dementia? or something like that. Like their brain just it's wiping away because it's the truth, because you don't care. So I can speak on this, and I get a lot of respect because I was raised in a single parent household that I understand. Because my father wasn't there like he's supposed to be.
Right.
Because he whatever happened, because I know the situation, because I went to who? Grandma told me what's up. So I went to two sides of a story, Khadijah. So my thing is what I see. That how I've been raised, how I've been taught. That I never told my parents I ain't gonna raise whatever. But I told myself that children that do not belong to me, I would try to teach or try to encourage them and do better, like my father told me, that we right. need to tell these kids,
right.
to tell our children, rather than party and BS, because what are you doing? You ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
You only dying slow. You only killing yourself and killing your children of the lack of educating as the parent. And that's why you are by yourself as a woman, and that's why you are that as a father, because ain't nobody want to do it, because it's called fun. So if we don't do that, that I told myself that as a young man, around these people around me that you speak of, because we are producing these kids today, and we don't care because their mama, her, whoever mama said, I'm not going to raise my child how you raised me, mama. Mm-hmm. We didn't have no Madea, at least. We didn't have no Big Mama. Mm-hmm. We have some mama right now at that time going to the Mirage, going to some whatever. But it's the problem that nowadays that we 30-year-olds, we have a retarded complex problem. We're not trying to change the condition of society. And this is what's going to take form. There's a lack of teaching, lack of education, lack of structure, everything. Because I'll tell you something, Khadijah. When I come to my mother's house, this is what they do, these mothers today. When I come to my mother's house, when she have friends over, men over, she said, you better not come out that room amongst adults.
Right.
Because you come out that room, I'm going to spank your behind until you stand, whatever.
That's not happening today.
No,
it's not happening today. I noticed that kids will be right in the mix of grown-ups, and the grown-ups are drinking, and the kids are sitting there with their ears turned to the sound and in the conversation, which should not be.
But you know what, Khadijah, we're not this black and white nowadays, this millennial generation. I keep stressing this. We're not trying to break any cycle. We don't care. I was not allowed, as me and my brother and sister, we was not allowed to be around adults, was adults were doing adult activity. I can't, at the time, you know, when I was a single man and I dated a few sisters, whatever, I couldn't stand with some child was in the mix. Why is this child out here? And we adults. We drinking. We acting a fool. But why? We don't care. This, I give it the next 5-10 years. The next 5-10 years. What these mothers today produce by themselves, not married. That marriage is more valuable than more of a title than some baby mama and baby daddy.
Yes.
That's more of a title. What's a baby mama? Nothing. It's nothing. What's a baby daddy? Nothing. Why is we absent? Because us boys, us men, I'ma say this. Us black boys, African Americans, we ain't labeled as men. We label as boys.
Yes.
Because we have not been taught by a real black man.
Now like I agree.
Not long ago back in them days of the 50s, 60s, and 40s.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
We've been taught by some old Joe Johnny Come Lately, was on that midnight train many times to Georgia. that's the problem.
I agree.
That's our problem. I could say it to any black, white face around my age. You got all them kids and you don't care. And you know for a fact you ain't take care of all them kids. You only take care of at least like 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep making more.
Right.
But the point is this. It's called, I see, one is I explain this genocide as, what's a genocide? Not only that someone tried to plot to kill blacks.
Yes.
But it's a genocide called this. Well, I'm not teaching Junior what Junior needs to know. I'm not teaching Junior to be better than me. No, I'm teaching Junior and showing Junior I can step next door and do some Jehovah's Witness knocking everywhere.
Yeah, I'm an absent father. Yeah, I got my pants behind, all way down to my ankles. And I got Junior like 12, 13 years old watching me.
And he has his down to his ankles too,
Oh,
because they see that, and that's what they do
yeah.
at very young ages.
I don't understand that. Absent father. I already got off that about the toxic mother, because the toxic mother came from another toxic mother. But the absent father, I could see. You got a 14-year-old, 16-year-old, 13-year-old son. And you a grown man. And I don't understand that you're not going to see yourself first as a father in the mirror as your reflection. And say, maybe I need to check myself as a white man. Maybe I need to check myself as a black man. Maybe I need to check myself. I'm 35 years old. Check myself in the mirror, telling myself, I ain't no boy no more. I don't need to roll around these streets. I need to grow up and pull my pants where it needs to be around my waist with a belt and walk like a man, not no boy that goes from high school. I need to check myself. That's why I'm an absent father, because my teaching that my father did not even teach me.
All right.
So this is what you get. A bunch of children running around. They do some. They doing stuff in, let's see, Akron.
What do you think that somebody in this world, or in the United States, I can speak of, in the United States, can get a handle on this and start some kind of programs for the kids, like art programs or encouragement programs, or become their mentor instead of being a mentor who take advantage of them and sexually abuse them and all that kind of stuff?
You know, it's, I would say, I would have to, since you are Muslim, I would have to quote what the book says. And I think it was Genesis, that this God named Jehovah, he told Abraham, I think, he said, go down to Sodom and Gomorrah and find at least, did he say 50? Or go down to that at least 5-10. So in this country that you're saying about educating these children, mentor these children, take them under your wing, none. But just, I would say it's one, maybe two. But nowadays, Deborah, Khadijah, excuse me, Khadijah, excuse me, my apologies. Okay, anyways.
He's going to get it together. He's seeing Deborah in his eyes, I guess. That must be somebody very special to him.
Yeah,
I'm not her.
I see her all the time. And not even next door. I just yeah, anyways. I heard what Ron and Tom actually called you Deborah. And I was like, well, what's this Khadijah now? I get. Assalamu alaikum. Please, Lord. Please, Allah, bless me. Please, bless my tongue. Anyways, I will say this. There's none. It's more of a minority doing something, but ain't none. Because what you see, Khadijah, what's teaching us as young men? Rap. What's teaching us as young boys? Rap. What's teaching us? Not our father. We not teaching these kids nothing. So when some old Johnny come lately, Joe come over, and he do with this toxic mother, and say, yeah, I do that. I be the pappy. Yeah. I know your boy like 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And he go get in his mind, be some Snoop Dogg and baby boy. You ain't my son. And then you gonna wanna use her. That's where that toxic old mother come in, and she walking around pregnant. I remember, now quote me if I'm wrong, Khadijah. Then long ago, that they used to, when a young girl becomes pregnant and she's not married, did the parents
send that child.
They would send the girls away. They would. They didn't want that embarrassment in their home. Right. That was an embarrassment. Right. And when they come back, they didn't have a baby. They would ship the baby to Auntie Susie down there in Mississippi somewhere or somewhere. Right. Somewhere. She'd come home without a baby and then go back to school like nothing. Right. You don't tell that. Right. You keep it to yourself. And no, you will not be going talking about you that baby's mother. Aunt Susie is that baby's mama.
But you know, Khadijah, nowadays, it's called free-for-all.
Just do it like you want to. Do it like you like it.
Yeah, just quote that artist long ago. You talk about old school, quote the artist. It's your thing.
Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. I can't tell you.
Oh, no. No, no, no. This is not the singing segment.
Do what you want to do. I can't tell you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So funny. But
the truth of the matter is, Khadijah, that I'm going to get this to you, that what I see the next 5 to 10 years, that more women are becoming pregnant and they're young before they hit the age of 25. More fathers are absent out the home. And more of that is going to be produced of more of a genocide of a generation of lost in education, teaching, and structure and morals. This is only a little taste bud, because what I see, us 30-year-olds, we have a complex of dementia that our brains is getting wiped back to that. So view the time that my era of people don't see the time they need to see, because the sun keeps appearing bright all the time, shining. But everybody got this god of nature to worship called fun.
Okay, that was fantastic. That was very fantastic. But what I want to do now is encourage my listeners to reach out to some of these children if you can, and probably start a program of some kind for them to keep them busy. Pay them a little money to cut your grass or weed your flower garden or cut your bushes. Just make them feel special, because that's what they need. They need something to keep them feeling special. Maybe if you're building a house or a fence, ask them to come along and let me show you how to do it, because they're not being taught anything. So I have 7 challenges that I want my listeners to try and see if you can succeed. It is, number one, I want you to have a tag in. And what I mean by have a tag in, most people nowadays are single parenting. If you can have a girl, if you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend that has kids, you need a break. Or grandma or auntie, someone, take the kids for a night or two so I can just relax in a tub of water with the candles burning and incense and just by myself. I need this time. The tag in. Number 2, I don't want you to self-doubt yourself, because I raised 4 children by myself and I did it. But I did it in a way that I didn't doubt. When my children didn't have, I bet you before the end of that day they did. By any means necessary, if that meant I worked 2 8-hour jobs and drove cabs on the weekend, they had it. Challenge number three is making all your decisions solo. You don't need anybody's input how you're going to make your decisions, whether it's paying your car note, whether it's how to feed your children. You're making your decision solo, but make the decision where your children are the ones that's most important. Most important is raising productive adults in this today and time. You need productive citizens. Do you know that the next group that's coming up is our future lawyers, supposed to be our future presidents, supposed to be our future doctors, supposed to be our future nurses? But the way it is staggering, We're going to have shortages of those people. So get ready. Get ready. I want you to make it happen. Make this happen. Challenge number 4. When there's 2 parents and one is missing, Don't play that game like the kids on the string. And you can see them today. But the puppet master say, oh, you didn't come to buy last night, so guess what? You can't see him tomorrow. Or, oh, you with this woman or you with this man. Oh, you can't see the kids because you with another person. Don't allow that to happen because the kids need their both parents. They need to bond with both parents, not just one parent, but both of them. Challenge number 5. You're going to be stressed about money. You're going to have anxiety about money. But guess what? As long as you spend your money wisely, pay what is most important, your utility bills, and buy those kids, if you don't have enough for food, buy some potatoes, buy some beans. They'll live. My kids used to eat bean dumplings. Now ask me anything about bean dumplings. They know about it because I didn't have the funds. And I didn't worry about it as long as they didn't go to sleep hungry. Challenge number 6. Accept a different family than you plan to have. And that is, again, with that extended family stuff. When your boyfriend has a daughter or son or 2 sons or 3 sons or 5 or 6 or bring them all in and train them also to be productive people in society. This is what we're reaching forward to. And the final challenge is challenge 7. Losing a sense of yourself. Most people are so selfish. They have the me, 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 mine, mine, mine. When you have children, you cannot think of this me, my, my, my. Those kids come first with the shoes, the clothing, the housing. They come first. So lose yourself. I want each and every one of my listeners to come and join this challenge and get this done. Single parents, you can do this. It's easy. You can make it. It seemed difficult. But eventually, you will see the reward of them being productive citizens of the USA. Now, I'm going to ask that you support this podcast with a small donation. I'll be found on Spotify and also Google Play. Also, you can email me at KhadijaShahad@att.net. That is KhadijaShahad@att.net. I want you to email me and give me your comments on this topic. I want suggestions for future shows. I need just some encouragement just to say hello. Or if you want to be a guest, you're more than welcome to be a guest. And as again, I'm Khadija Shahad. I want you to all have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. See you soon.